Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I've got a commentary that'll be appearing all over the United States. Newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate this weekend. I wanted to get right to it. Hour number three of Friday's show. So just kind of a, I think, an important story that needs to be out there because I, you know, nobody out there, not a single host in America spent more time saying loudly that the election was stolen than I have, and I think it's so important because we're never going to win elections in the future if you allow this one to get away. If you don't change a rigged election, if you don't call out a rigged election, if you don't change the voting laws in the states where it was rigged and stolen, then there's no point in voting, right? So literally, my fans have made that clear to me again and again and again. We gave everything to this race, Wayne, everything. We gave everything to Trump. And we didn't win. Why should we go out again in 2022 and 2024 if it's all rigged? And the answer is, number one, I'm not going to give up on this. I'm going to keep saying it and saying it ad nauseum until something gets done about it, about the fact that the election was rigged and until it's acknowledged that it was rigged, until there are audits, that forensic audits that prove it was rigged. And number two, we got to make changes in those states so that we know that things will be different in 2022 and 2024. So here's my commentary. Here's how you know Democrats rigged and stole the 2020 election. I just keep putting this out there, putting this out there, putting this out there. And if you don't understand this, you're an idiot. If you're going to be in denial about this, you really are an idiot. So, of course, I'm referring to liberals because they're all idiots. Let me put this in terms even Democrats can understand. Let's say a white police officer killed an innocent black man who did nothing wrong. Unlike George Floyd, he had not committed any crime, was not resisting arrest, his body wasn't filled with fentanyl, he had no lifelong violent criminal record, none of that. Assume this poor guy was a law-abiding, tax-paying, church-going American, and the white cops killed him for the crime of driving while black. What would be the reaction of the police? Well, let's say they said the shooting was righteous, and they refused to investigate. And there's a body cam videotape, but they refused to release it. And get this, they refuse to allow anyone to even talk about it. If any cop were to talk about it, they make it clear, you lose your job. If anyone in the black community, any black activist, talks about it, social media will suspend them or ban them for life. What would all of that mean to you? Guilty as charged, right? The police must be covering up a crime. No one who's innocent acts like that, right? Well, guess what? That's the exact reaction, or should I say overreaction, by liberals, Democrats, and assorted socialists and communists to Republican accusations of massive voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Exact same reaction. I thought in America we were allowed to have our opinion. I thought we had free speech. I thought we had a right to investigate. I thought we had a right to see the videotapes. I thought we had a right to forensic audits. I was wrong. The fix is in. It's crystal clear to me now, not only was the election rigged, but so is the post-election. It's simple psychology. Just look at the absurd reaction or overreaction by Democrats. Would anyone dare ban the right to discuss a possible racist police killing? Can you imagine the reaction by liberals, black activists, and the ACLU? What if the Minneapolis police permanently banned any discussion of the George Floyd death? What if every black American who tried to give their opinion on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube was banned for life? Who acts like that? Only guilty people. That's how you know. Only guilty people act like that. Here's the questions I want answered. If Democrats didn't rig and steal, specifically the audit in Arizona right now, when Trump was an 8-1 landslide favorite with bettors around the world late on election night and clearly headed to a landslide electoral victory, why did five states suddenly announce in coordination they were stopping counting for the night? How come by morning these states had resumed counting with no GOP witnesses and suddenly Biden was ahead? I thought you stopped counting. How come Michigan had a dump of 149,000 votes at 6:31 in the morning on November 4th with 94% of the vote going to Biden? How's that possible? How did Wisconsin find 143,000 votes at 3:42 a.m. on November 4th, just about all of them for Biden? How come you could only produce numbers like this for Biden with no GOP witnesses in the room? How come in Philadelphia Democrats were so desperate to keep Republican witnesses out of the counting room? Why did you refuse entry of Republican witnesses even when we had a court order in our hands? Why did you cover the windows with pizza boxes so no Republican could see in? I mean, you can't believe this stuff. In Detroit, there are videotapes of vans pulling up twice in the middle of the night with boxes of ballots. And you heard Christina Layla, our guest from Gateway Pundit, moments ago say that they corresponded, the times of the van drop-off corresponded almost exactly with the ballot dumps in the middle of the night that gave the lead to Biden that were both like 150,000 to basically zero. In Atlanta, there are videotapes of suitcases with thousands of fake ballots suddenly appearing after a fake water break was used to force all the GOP witnesses out of the counting room. Why can't we discuss these videotapes? How come Twitter banned me for life over mentioning these videotapes? How come in Arizona, the audit director says Dominion refuses to comply with a subpoena and turn over the password to their voting machines? True? How come the Biden DOJ suddenly wants to stop the Arizona audit? These are all valid questions. Why are we allowed to ask them, to discuss them, to post them on social media? What are Democrats hiding? What are they so afraid of? In the end, I believe that's the proof Democrats rigged and stole the 2020 presidential election. The truth is in their ridiculous, heavy-handed overreaction. That's the tell that gives it all away. That's how you know it really was rigged and stolen, because they're so desperate to stop you from looking or even talking about it. Democrats are guilty as sin. My new newspaper column syndicated around the country coming out Sunday. Here's how you know Democrats rigged and stole the 2020 election. And sure enough, I always tell you great minds think alike, and Trump and me and really Tucker Carlson, that's the three that think exactly alike at all times. It's amazing how in lockstep we are. Everything I say, Tucker says. Everything Tucker says, I say. Everything Trump says, we both say. It's really quite amazing. And sure enough, as I was writing this morning, I think I was done for like 10 minutes when this email comes from a statement by President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. You know, he sends out press releases almost every day, sometimes multiple times a day from the former President of the United States. And so it says at 6:31 in the morning on November 4th, a dump of 149,772 votes came into the state of Michigan. Biden received 96% of those votes, and the state miraculously went to him. Has the Michigan State Senate started their review of the fraudulent presidential election of 2020? Are they about to start? If not, they should be run out of office. Likewise, at 3:42 in the morning, a dump of 143,379 votes came in to the state of Wisconsin, also miraculously given to Biden. Where did these votes come from? Both were state election-changing events, and that is at the top of the other corruption without even including the fact that neither state got legislative approval, which is required under the United States Constitution. So, you know, Trump and I certainly think alike, and literally, no sooner I write that article, what else comes out? What else comes out is Arizona Audit Director Ken Bennett says Dominion refuses to comply with subpoena and turn over the password to their Maricopa County machines. Really, what are they so scared about? That's the question. What are they so scared about? And then three developments that should nullify the Maricopa County 2020 election and put supervisors' jobs in legal jeopardy before the audit has even finished. You've got these three news stories. Number one, Arizona GOP Chair Kelly Ward tweeted out on Wednesday that devices that held data during the election in Maricopa County were sneaked off-site nightly, and it's not even clear who took them. The chain of custody was broken. Number two, Maricopa County election team admitted this week They do not have admin access, meaning administrator access, to their own county's voting machines. Really? Why did they cede control of the voting machines to Dominion, and how is this legal? And number three, Maricopa County officials are refusing to turn over routers or router images to the election auditors. They are defying a judge's orders. What are they afraid of, and what are they hiding? And we're just going to happen to have as a guest, right here on this show, Dr. Kelly Ward. She will be the Arizona GOP chair, who's brought up these excellent issues, will be our guest coming up in about 15 minutes or so. She'll be with us. So, you know, listen, anybody who tells you, ignore all this stuff, the election was clean, every judge said it was clean, Trump is 0 for 60 in legal threats, it's not true. First of all, he's not 0 for 60. That's a lie. None of those cases were ever looked at by a judge. He is 0 for 60, but he's 0 for 60 because not one judge ever chose to look at any voter fraud. Every single one of those judges got rid of the case because they didn't want to look at it, because they didn't want to overturn the election, because they were so scared and so intimidated by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, scared to death that they just didn't bother even looking at the evidence and never even allowed the case to come to the point where they would investigate. They have no time for this stuff. A judge doesn't want to look through 800,000 pieces of evidence and then decide to overturn an election. They don't want to do that. They don't want to get involved in it, so they didn't get involved. It doesn't mean Trump wasn't right. It doesn't mean the election wasn't rigged and stolen. It just means judges felt like they'd never be able to show up at their country club again. All their liberal members would throw food at them and kick them out and demand they lose their membership, never play golf on that golf course again. And their kids would be beaten up at school and treated like garbage and given F's by their teachers. And the wife would lose all her friends. And everybody would scream, the family would scream at the husband, the judge. How did you do this to us? You ruined our lives. The wife would lose her job. Nobody will work with these people ever again.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next Rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show is 60 Plus, the 60 Plus Association. Guess what? This July, I'm hitting the big 6-0, so suddenly the 60 Plus Association is just what the doctor ordered. I'm joining millions of Americans in the 60-plus group, and you know what? We've got the power, and it's time to use it like a club over the head of the D.C. swamp. Did you know that senior citizens in the United States have a net worth of more than $1.6 trillion? And a majority of seniors are invested in the stock market with an average investment of $100,000. Americans over 60 years old possess tremendous wealth, and therefore we can wield tremendous power. Now's the time to leverage that power and take our country back. There's all these companies that are publicly traded on Wall Street, and many of them are supporting radical, extreme, anti-American socialist causes. They're supporting censorship. They're supporting banning. They're supporting no voter ID. The 60-plus Association is like the cavalry riding to the rescue. We're like the Teamsters Union for anyone 60 and above like me. We represent you and only you 24-7, just like a union. It's past time for Main Street to send a clear message to Wall Street. Join us right now. Join the club. 60plus.org right now. 60plus.org right now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Thank you. All right. So I mentioned this at the very open of the show and never got a chance to dig into it. You know, my belief is, again, this is an opinion show and it's my opinion, I believe that the Iran deal is all about bribery. I believe the Democrat Party, in particular the Kerry family, as in John Kerry's family, and the Obama family, and the Biden family, and many others like them, big shots at the DNC, are all being bribed by Iran. There's all this money, do you understand? Nobody's in this game to make 150 or 170,000 a year, which is what you know, the top people at every agency make, and what the chief aides, you know, and chief staff of all the senators and congressmen make, and the senators and the congressmen make it, and the governors make it, they all make right around $150,000 to $170,000 a year. And then there's like one or two, like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who make like $225,000 because they're, you know, the Speaker of the House or the Senate Majority Leader or the Senate Minority Leader. So, I mean, that's the box they're all in, like $150,000 to $220,000 a year. Nobody is in this game to make $170,000 or $150,000 or $220,000 a year. They're in this game because taxpayers, you and me, are like a sheep being fleeced. And when you add up what we give the government each year, we're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars. And so that's where the real money is. That's where politicians get rich. You take that money and you give Iran $100 billion, right? Because there's trillions and trillions of dollars in the budget. You give Iran $100 billion. It's nothing out of a you know, $6 trillion budget. And so you're giving them $100 billion, and you're telling them, if we give you $100 billion of taxpayer money that didn't cost me, John Kerry, anything, how about if you give me $1 billion of it out of the $100 billion? You keep $99 billion, and you cut back, you know, kick back $1 billion. I'm telling you, that's what's happening. And maybe I'm just being totally exaggerative, because maybe all it takes is, hey, just kick back a million. Maybe just kick back $10 million, $5 million. You know, you maybe don't even need, how about $100 million? Maybe none of these people are bold enough to ask for $1 billion out of $100 billion. But to me, if you're going to give someone $100 billion, you can easily get a kickback of $1 billion and they keep $99. And so it wasn't your money in the first place. It's taxpayers' money. And now you're getting a cut of it. And you're getting rich. Your family's rich for the next, you know, million years. As long as time goes on, infinity, the Kerry family's rich. Now, again, this is my opinion. Just my opinion that it's bribery. I can't prove that. But this article certainly is interesting. The Swiss diplomat who represented the Biden administration in Iran is found dead after falling from the 17th floor of his balcony in Tehran. So, you know, again, you got to ask the question, what's going on here? The first secretary at the Swiss embassy in Tehran was found dead after falling from a high-rise building where she lived, it's a she, in the north of the city. The high-ranking employee of the Swiss embassy, who apparently died when she fell from the 17th floor of the building, was the first secretary of the Swiss delegation and worked in the U.S. interests section. Switzerland has represented U.S. interests in Iran since the two countries severed ties after the 79 revolution. So that's interesting, isn't it? And they call it an accident. It's an accident. The Swiss foreign ministry says it's an accident. Its head federal counselor, Ignacio Cassis, is shocked by the tragic death and expressed our deepest condolences to the family. The diplomat's body found by a gardener. This person was the first secretary of the Swiss embassy. The cause of her fall is yet to be determined. 51 years old. Switzerland has represented U.S. diplomatic interests in Iran since 1979 and the Islamic Revolution. Swiss diplomats fall from high building death in Iran. Suspicion of conspiracy deepened. Investigation begins.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday toured facilities at the southern border touting how the Biden administration has emptied Border Patrol facilities, but warning that officials are seeing hundreds of unaccompanied children crossing the border illegally every day.
We are not only addressing the needs of the unaccompanied children, we are also addressing every other element of that challenge, including the smuggling organizations.
The CDC is acknowledging COVID-19 mostly spreads through airborne transmission instead of close contact. Officials say transmission occurs by inhaling very fine respiratory droplets and by touching contaminated hands to one's mouth, nose, or eyes. Experts believe federal officials should provide better guidelines for keeping workplaces safe, such as improving ventilation in indoor spaces. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's Safe Air Network.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
And Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, here on USA Radio Network. We're on a... Appreciate our sponsors. Sponsor of the show is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Amazing. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org today. I found Liberty 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Amazing credibility. Liberty's not some small-time group. They have over 200,000 members, and they paid out over $1.2 billion in claims over the past 4 years. My personal experience, I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? If you can, I suggest you check it out. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. I've saved $120,000. Here's your chance to get an extra $120,000 in your bank account a few years from now. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Tell them I sent you and they will roll out the red carpet for my fans. We've got a great guest, Dr. Kelly Ward. I've been looking forward to speaking to her for a while now, chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party, and she's one of the people who really is overseeing this wonderful forensic audit going on in Arizona and can give us the latest scoop on what's happening. Dr. Kelly Ward, welcome to Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it so much. I want to tell you, before we start, I loved your article earlier this week about when you talk about Trump and you talk about the achievements and you talk about everything that has made America great under Trump and that Biden is trying to destroy, and you talk about that with any Republican office audience, you get cheers with all of the things you mentioned. You are exactly right. And that's the kind of America First parties and America First leadership that we have got to have as the Republican Party so that we can win big in 2022, 2024, and beyond. We have to be bold, strong, and quit being these wimpy, lying, spineless blobs that we see, sadly, in Washington, D.C., and many times in our state government as well, as Republicans. We got to be strong.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about what's going on in Arizona. It's hard to always know what's happening in a neighboring state or any other state. But I know in Nevada, we keep running people who are low energy and who are establishment candidates, and they don't say anything that excites the base, and then they do really stupid things when they do get elected. We actually had a governor, Kelly, named Brian Sandoval, who I believe at one point was the chairman of the entire Republican Governors Association of the United States, and he was reelected by 70% of the vote. And the first thing he did after being reelected in a landslide, because he campaigned he would never raise taxes, is he gave us the biggest tax increase in the history of Nevada and gave $1 billion extra to the schools because the teachers claimed they didn't have enough money. And then 2 weeks later, they were picketing because the billion wasn't enough. And then, get this, he was the first governor in America, the first Republican governor, to go along with the expansion of Medicaid in Obamacare. And then he gave illegals the right to get driver's licenses at DMV. And from that moment on, we've never won a single major race in the entire state of Nevada. We won by a landslide, and when the GOP governor raises taxes and gives away driver's license to illegals, we've never won another race. There's the problem with the GOP. Candidates like that.
It is, and I'm trying to keep Arizona off that path because, believe me, I mean, Governor Brewer, who's one of my friends, who is a conservative herself, but I think she was co-opted too much by the Chamber of Commerce, she promoted Medicaid expansion. Thank goodness we stopped it. We stopped it somewhat. We stopped the state-based exchanges, but Medicaid expansion ended up going through. Gave licenses to people here in our country illegally. Caved in to the teachers union. That's Governor Ducey. you know, I don't want things to get in Arizona like they are in California, like they are in Nevada, like they are in Colorado, like they are everywhere, you know, New Mexico, surrounding us everywhere. And so this audit is extremely important because Republicans and independents and, you know, even some Democrats don't believe that our elections have integrity. They know there was funny business in 2020. They saw it with their own eyes. And we continue to see it. When you see Joe Biden arrive in various places around the country and no one is there to greet right. him, to wave flags, to say, we're so glad you're our president, there is something wrong. And so we've got right. to get this audit done.
So let me give you a little context of what I think. So the week before the election, the week before the 2020 election, the last week of October, I was invited to give a speech at a conservative event in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I show up in Scottsdale, Arizona, your state, and I see no Biden signs, but I see Trump signs everywhere. In front of, like, every house I pass by is a Trump sign. So then I give my speech, and it's a great event, an enthusiastic event, and then I'm headed to the airport, and I leave myself plenty of time. You know, you need maybe an hour to get ready for a flight. I left 3 hours, and I almost missed my flight because everywhere I drove, Kelly, everywhere the driver took me, from the Scottsdale Hotel to the airport, which should have been a short drive, everywhere he took me, we got into traffic jams because there were Trump parades everywhere. It was Sunday, and I never saw so many Trump yeah. parades in my entire life as there were in Scottsdale and Phoenix on the Sunday before the election. So you explain to me with yeah. that kind of enthusiasm in Arizona how he winds up losing Arizona. It makes no sense at all. And how does he lose Maricopa County when all those Trump parades and all those signs were in Maricopa County?
Right. Well, they were everywhere all over the state. I live in Lake Havasu City. Beautiful place. There are still Trump signs all over the place here. Trump flag, Trump 2024. You know, there are still Trump. This is Trump country where I live. I'm very blessed. Thank goodness. but that's why this audit is so important, because what we saw with our eyes did not lead to what they've told us, because I never say that Trump lost. Here. They tell us he lost by 10,400 and some votes, 0.3% of the votes cast here in our state. But there is so much that is irregular. The Democrat vote in particular went up astronomically, unbelievably, impossibly, in my opinion, here in our state, even based on our population growth, which I guess wasn't as great as everybody thought it was, according to Joe Biden, which so we're not getting another congressional seat, but that's a whole other story. That was an impossibility. Seeing things that happened at the poll, watching the ballot harvesting and the voting, you know, the ballot boxes just sitting out, the collection boxes where anybody could dump anything in there. That's why it's so important. This 2.1 million ballots that are being hand counted and are being evaluated for legitimacy by the auditing company, looking at the software, looking at the hardware, looking at the logs, getting to the bottom of things. We're seeing that there is some crossover between what they found in Michigan with funny business with the machines and what we are likely to find here in Arizona with tabulation problems. I'll just call it tabulation problems.
Yeah. There were tabulation problems all over the United States. And isn't it funny how every time there's a tabulation problem or a signature isn't matched or illegal aliens are voting or, I don't know, there were 1,000 irregularities, but it's always
dead
in favor
people,
of Democrats. Isn't
people.
That a funny coincidence?
Yes, it is. And, you know, people, the Democrats love to say that we want to disenfranchise whatever voters. I do want to disenfranchise dead voters. I want to make
right,
it very
exactly.
difficult, if not impossible, for them to vote. Yes, I do. But I want to make it much easier for legal voters to cast their vote and have confidence in that vote counting the way they cast it and counting one time, exactly one time, not less than one and not more than one.
So what are Democrats doing to stall this process? From what I've seen, it's just they're trying every trick in the book, and they're bringing every lawyer in, and every group is sending letters to the DOJ, and the DOJ has no right, as far as I know, states' rights. What has the DOJ got to do with meddling in a state vote issue? But they're now meddling. They're not claiming they're going to get involved. Kelly, I don't think they ever want to let this see the light of day.
No, they don't. They don't. Now, first of all, they sent over 73 lawyers to Arizona to try to stop the audit for the most secure election in history, according to them. So that's number one. We don't know who's funding all of this. Now we've got, we went to state court and the Democrats lost and lost and lost again, and the audit continues. Now they're ginning up this, this issue with the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, where they're basing their letter that they wrote to the Senate on news reports and complaints. So it's basically like they're doing Yelp reviews or looking on TripAdvisor to see what people think about something, and that's how they're coming into Arizona. They want assurances. They aren't making any accusations, but they want assurances that the ballots are secure and there's no voter intimidation.
I'm sure they're going to try and make a claim that, you know, everything else is racism, so this must be racism. It must be about environmental and social justice. They've got to interfere because it's racist to do a forensic audit of a vote that Democrats won. I mean, that's got to be their argument. That's why it's the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ. Got to be racism, Kelly. It's a sad situation. Hey, Kelly, you know the radio biz. We got to run. The music's on. And we're heading off for a quick break. Chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party. Great to have you on, Kerry. Good luck, Kelly, and please bring home a winner for us. Make sure we win this audit.
Hey,
prove to the world.
We won't back up.
Let's prove to the world they rigged and stole the election. I know they did. I know they did. Arizona and elsewhere. Thank you, Kelly. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmON.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Raw and Unfiltered, as opposed to Joe Biden, Raw and Unhinged. Joe Biden should get his own radio show. Joe Biden, Raw and Unhinged. Up against the time slot with Wayne Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I'd like that one. That'd be a fun one. By the way, if you are in Las Vegas, stay tuned for a fourth hour of my show. I always say goodnight to everybody, and I'm always worried that everybody in Vegas thinks that's the end of my show, but there's another hour in Las Vegas from 6 to 7 here on KBET. There's another hour. The great Ed Stoltz decided in his infinite wisdom to give me an extra hour. So I'm not 3 to 6, I'm 3 to 7 in Las Vegas. So all my Vegas fans, always keep in mind, 5 days a week, 3 to 7. So when I'm signing off nationwide at, right before 6 p.m. West Coast time, 9 o'clock East, I actually have another hour to go in Las Vegas. Also want to let you know you can always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can find my opinions at Parler, although Parler's been off the air for 2 days, and I have no idea what's going on. I could just tell you that Parler was back and everything was working well, and all of a sudden Parler wasn't there again for the last 48 hours, and I'm hoping over the weekend it comes back. I heard they're redoing it, so we shall see. But all I could tell you is Parler is not up for the moment. So I guess I shouldn't tell you all my opinions are a Parler, because at the moment all my opinions are not a Parler. But when it's back up, hopefully by Monday, you go look at Real Wayne Root at Parler, and you will find me, and you'll find me giving opinions all day long. I keep saying the election is stolen. I'm going to give you another more proof that the election was stolen in just a second. Let me mention the last sponsor of the day, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. Kip Herridge, my buddy, with his daily investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. He makes you money whether stocks are going up or stocks are going down. He makes you money on gold. He makes you money on bonds. The guy's a machine. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip 19 years, and I've witnessed his success with VRA for 18 years. Let him prove how good it really is. Don't take my word for it. Just join VRAinsider.com and get 2 weeks free, and he'll send you a newsletter every morning, and you will make your own decision. I like to say you get it free for 2 weeks, and then you will stay for life. VRAinsider.com. Again, free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com. When someone offers you something valuable free, take it. VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So this story is out, which I find really, really interesting. It's just more, the proof is so overwhelming. I admit it's all circumstantial, but when you put it together, it's so overwhelming that the election was stolen. Smoking gun emails reveal Milwaukee shared government election data with far-left groups, proving the existence of massive ballot harvesting operation. Duh. Of course. They gave away. All the people that work in government are scumbags. They're all communists. They call themselves liberals and progressives. Every one of these government employees is an insidious communist. They've all kind of burrowed their way into government. They've collected government checks their entire life. After 20 years of looking at their watch and doing no work because they're the laziest people in the world, all these government employees, guess what they're going to do? They're all going to get a pension for the rest of their lives. And all of them are hateful. Hateful of capitalists, they're hateful of Republicans, they're hateful of business owners, they're hateful of conservatives, they're hateful of patriots, and they just want to see Democrats win and win and win, because Democrats, what do Democrats do? They make sure the government employee unions are taken care of, and they make sure they're strong, and they get more employees and more members and more money coming in, and so the people who run the employee unions get richer and richer and richer. The whole thing's, and no one will ever be laid off. You know, you could have the COVID nightmare and the lockdowns and the private sector, 20 million people lose their jobs. And guess what? Nobody in government loses anything ever, because the government employees are all on the take and they're all on the side of the Democrats. And so in order to keep their jobs and to keep their salaries and to keep their cushy pensions, they know that they've got to keep getting Democrats elected. So they give all the voter information to liberal groups, and liberal groups go ballot harvesting, and we keep losing elections, and it's all fraud. And so they did it in Milwaukee, and they've got evidence. Dan O'Donnell told his audience Thursday he's obtained emails from the city of Milwaukee and several cities across the state in conjunction with members of the grant team for the Center of Tech and Civic Life that show that in Milwaukee there were daily reports provided to private liberal organizations on who exactly was voting. In my estimation, the only reason for this is the creation of a massive, and I mean massive, ballot harvesting operation ahead of the 2020 election. Dan O'Donnell reported that after they gave far-left operatives access to the voting room and the internet network during the election, but it was not just Green Bay. Democrat operative Michael Spitzer Rubenstein was given access to Milwaukee data and operation. The mayors of the five largest Wisconsin cities were holding virtual meetings on the election in May and June of last year. They coordinated their efforts to apply for millions from the Zuckerberg-funded CTCL. And you do realize that Zuckerberg, as in Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook, gave literally millions and millions of dollars, altogether hundreds of millions, but millions to every city and every county to make sure that they fixed it and rigged it, just my opinion, to get out the Democrat vote and to make sure that Republican voting was suppressed. This is what's going on in the United States. They talk about voter suppression. That's what Mark Zuckerberg was up to. Voter irregularity, voter suppression, forget voter ID, let everybody vote 20 times, let illegal aliens vote. Make sure on Facebook no one ever sees anything good about Republicans or Trump. Make sure every news story is negative to Trump, positive to Biden. Cover up the Hunter Biden laptops. Cover up the dementia. That's what they did to steal the election. Wayne Root, see you Monday.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.